Chapter 14. The Way Out. The next day was song rehearsal day. Everyone was let off from work at 12 o'clock to practice for the singing. It was a slow morning for messages. Lina had a lot of time to sit at her station in Garn Square and think. She put her elbows on her knees, rested her chin in her hands, and stared down at the pavement in front of the bench, which was worn smooth by the many feet that had passed there. She thought about the mayor, down in his room full of plunder, gorging on peaches and asparagus, and wrapping his huge body in elegant new clothes. She thought of his great stack of light bulbs, and shook her head in bewilderment. What was he thinking? If he still had light bulbs when everyone else in Ember had run out, would he enjoy sitting in his lit room while the rest of the city drowned in darkness? And when the power finally ran out for good, all his light bulbs would be useless. Possessions couldn't save him. How could he have forgotten that? He must be thinking the same way as Looper. Everything was hopeless anyhow, so he'd live it up while he could. She leaned back against the bench, stretched her legs out, and took a long breath. Very soon, the guards would storm into the secret room and seize the mayor as he sat stuffing himself on stolen goodies. Maybe they already had. Maybe today, the stunning news would come. Mayor arrested, stealing from citizens. Maybe they'd announce it at the singing so everyone could hear it. No one came with any messages to be delivered, so after a while, Lina left her station and found a step to sit on in an alley off Kaloo Street. She pulled back her hair and braided it to keep it from sliding around. Then she took from her pocket the copy of the instructions she'd made just after she sent her note to the mayor. She unfolded it and began to study it. This is what she was doing when, a little before 12 o'clock, she looked up to see Dune running toward her. He must have come straight from the pipeworks. He had a big damp patch of water on one leg of his pants. He spoke in an excited rush. "I've been looking all over for you," he said. "I found it."
"Found what?"
"The E. At least it looks like an E. It must be an E, though you wouldn't know it if you weren't looking for it."
"You mean the rock marked with an E in the pipeworks?"
"Yes, yes, I found it." He stood breathing hard, his eyes blazing. "I'd seen it before, but I didn't think of it as an E then, just a squiggle that looked like writing. There are all these rocks that look like they're covered with writing."
"Which rocks? Where is it?"
Lina was on her feet now, bouncing with excitement. "Down at the west end of the river, near where it goes into that great hole in the pipeworks wall." He paused, trying to catch his breath.
And listen," he said.
"We could go there right now."
"Right now?"
"Yes, because of rehearsals. Everyone's going home, so the pipeworks will be closed and empty."
"But if it's closed, how will we get in?"
Grinning, Dune produced a large key from his pocket. "I ducked into the office on my way out and borrowed the spare key," he said. "Lister, he's the pipeworks director, was in the bathroom practicing his singing. He won't miss the key today. And tomorrow, everyone will be off work." He did an impatient shuffle. "So come on," he said. The town clock struck the first of its 12 noontime booms. Lina stuffed her copy of the instructions back in her pocket.
"Let's go,"